A teenager is dead after what's believed to be an accidental shooting in Vidalia. Officers responded to a shooting Tuesday and found a 15-year-old who was wounded. He was airlifted for medical treatment but died that night. A 14-year-old was detained at the time. Following an initial investigation, it appears the two had been playing with a loaded gun when it went off, hitting the 15-year-old. It is still an active investigation. A report says U.S. Senate Republican candidate and Congresswoman Julia Letlow may have benefited financially by purchasing Meta stock after learning about the company's plans to build a massive data center in Richland Parish.
LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says the report raises questions that voters will likely pay attention to.
I think these raise lots of red flags, and I think it's something that voters may indeed pay attention to.
Letlow faced accusations of insider trading during the primary, but they did not stop her from winning the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. She'll face Democrat Jamie Davis in the November 3rd general election. But Hogan says this report alone is unlikely to keep Letlow from winning the Senate seat.
There would have to be more revelations than this.
A Letlow spokesperson says the Congresswoman had no role in directing any of her trades, including the Meta transactions. I'm Case Kieschnick.
Major heat is heading to the region as a near-record heat dome grows. The heat is expected to start this weekend and last through most of next week, if not longer. The incoming heat dome looks like it will impact a large swath of the United States with a bullseye in the southeast. A heat dome is a weather phenomenon created by an area of high pressure, and high pressure acts like a dome. The American Meteorological Society explains, trapping warm air underneath and keeping clouds and rain from moving in. A new poll finds Louisiana residents like to talk about politics much more than the average American. At conclusion, part of a survey conducted by LSU's Public Policy Research and the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, Riley Center Director Michael DiResto says they surveyed more than 1,000 residents to gauge political polarization.
Almost double the amount of people are extremely interested in politics in Louisiana, which is interesting, too, because you might expect that would lead to more polarization, but it has not.
DiResto says survey results found people in Louisiana appear to feel just as negatively about the opposing political party as they do nationwide. But in Louisiana, people are comfortable in talking with those who they disagree politically with. The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 18.16 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.